Not much changed over the past year in the racial makeup of Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools under the new student assignment plan. That's according to the district's diversity report released last week. The few exceptions include the pairing of six schools, Billingsville and Cotswold Elementary Schools, Nathaniel Alexander and Moorhead STEM, and Sedgefield and Dilworth Elementaries. In this report, WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn visits the campuses of one of the pairings to see how it's working out.
The pairing of Sedgefield and Dilworth this year brought lots of changes to both schools. The number of students enrolled at Sedgefield remained about the same, but Dilworth dropped by about 46% to 367 students. Only pre-K through second grades attend Sedgefield. Third through fifth grade students are at Dilworth. Both schools' names changed slightly. They are now Dilworth Elementary Sedgefield Campus and Dilworth Elementary Latta Campus. Terry Hall, the principal of both schools, says the entire merger was a delicate process.
You know, at the beginning of this, we all kind of held our breath. Is this the right thing? Is this the way to take care of pockets of poverty and share resources and involved parents, quality teachers? And so I kind of held my breath, hoping that this was the right thing. And I am 100% on board with, yes, this was the right thing to do.
The biggest change in the schools is that Sedgefield went from being a school with predominantly black students to a predominantly white enrollment. Only 11 white students attended Sedgefield last year. Now it has more than 200. Black enrollment there went from 252 to 46. Hall says that's partly because the boundaries were changed for a good number of African-American students who attended Sedgefield in the past but are now going to Marie G. Davis. When school officials were hammering out the student assignment plan to make schools more economically diverse and the pairings were proposed, many Dilworth parents vehemently opposed the idea. They threatened to send their children to charter, magnet, or private schools, and Hall says some did just that.
So at Latta, did I lose some of those families that were pretty vocal? Yes, I did. I probably lost maybe 20, 25 families that could have always gone to private schools. Did I hang on to most of my families? I did.
Parents are super happy.
Sarah Ware is the school's PTA president.
We decided we're one school. You know, we have two campuses, but we're one parent population. We are one student population. And the people who were committed to coming are here. And so we're glad that they are. And everybody seems to be moving forward united. And I don't feel any ripples at all.
Last year, some parents expressed concern about the physical appearance of Sedgefield, the quality of instruction. Sedgefield was rated a D school by the state, and perceived behavior problems that they associated with Sedgefield's mainly low-income students. The Sedgefield campus was spruced up. In fact, painters were still working inside and outside the school. Hall says she has kept the majority of her teachers who are now intermingled between the two schools. She says they also have more space, especially at Dilworth Latta, which was overcrowded. As for student behavior problems, she says,
we did initially at both campuses set up an in-school suspension room, thinking we might need that based on some of the discipline concerns at Sedgefield or previous years. And we have not needed either of our ISS rooms, so it's a tutoring room now at both campuses. We are still grandfathered Title I here at the Sedgefield campus, so we were able to use some funding to have a behavior management technician. And that's made a huge difference. There's a greater need with our upper grades kids, and so he's supporting students that just need that extra push.
But next year, Sedgefield's Title I funds will be cut since the social economic status of students has gone from 75% low income to a projected 24%. And Hall is not sure if CMS will pay the behavior specialist salary. She says last year, district officials funded cultural diversity training for teachers at both schools. Hall says they also have a system at the schools where students of different ages, gender, economic status, and race are paired as buddies so they can get to know each other better. At the Dilworth Latta campus, Kelly Jelthrup waits in line to pick up her son. She was skeptical about the pairing initially. Now she says,
I think it's awesome. We've gone to all the open houses about the whole merge, and it's really worked out. It's they have more room right now where my son is going, and I can tell. And I think that benefits them. a lot, because last year it was just a madhouse over there. It was so many kids.
Parent Maureen Muller likes the smaller enrollments too and says initially she was against a pairing.
A lot of people didn't want nobody to go to Sedgefield. Now that they've merged, a lot of people are like, okay, let's give Sedgefield a chance. I was a little bit skeptical because I heard some stuff about Sedgefield, but like I said, as it's being the fact that it's going to be a diversity of everybody all together, I'm giving it a better chance and more look at it. Like, I'm not worried about where he's going to go to school.
And so far, so good?
Yeah, so far, so good.
I never thought it was going to be terrible.
Karen Casas is a language translator for the school and first grade teacher's assistant.
I always thought it was the greatest solution to what we had at this campus and what we had at the other campus. Blending the families, merging the communities, and merging the staff, and taking the strengths from both of those areas. I think it's been a really wonderful happening. I'm so excited to be a part of it, and I love every day here.
Principal Hall says even with the successes they have had, there are still challenges.
We have kids that are 2-3 grade levels behind, and so it's going to take several years to get everybody up to speed and close those gaps. But I do feel like it's been a really good start.
Hall and PTA leaders say they want the students who left to come back. They are inviting their parents to open houses so they can see the changes for themselves and return. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.